ABC Tropical North. Monday, money matters. We get straight into it with the word that can send shivers up your spine. Steve Lowry from Allman Partners mentions the B word. Yeah, straight up on a Monday, really, Steve? Budgets?
Before all our listeners start running for the cup of coffee, yes, we're talking about budgeting today, Teagues, and it's one of those things that we don't want to talk about it. It's probably about 10% of our population actually have a budget that they work to.
That's because the rest of us are liars and we pretend we spend money on things and it's not actually true. We say we spend $50 a week on something and really we spend $150 on it.
Correct. And, you know, if you jump onto your bank's website, you can dump down all of your spendings out of your account into an Excel spreadsheet. And you can actually see how much you spend on alcohol, food, all those sort of things. We don't want to really see that, do
I don't we? Want to know the figure. I really don't.
But let's think about it. As a country, imagine if Scott Morrison ran the country over the next 4 years with no budget. Mm-hmm. Where do you think we'd be?
Yes, well, with the look of our debt at the moment, it appears that he might need some help with his budgeting skills as well.
Well, yep, we're in a bit of trouble. He did announce yesterday that we saved $4 billion on the budget estimate where we thought we were going to be. So we only went backwards $33 billion, and that was a saving. But anyway, I'm not sure how they worked that one out.
How do we do it within our household, I suppose, and make it a success? Because I think the reason it fails is we're not honest. Is that right?
Well, we're not honest. We're busy. We don't have that particular type of personality. There's a number of factors why we don't do it. But you think about a business. You know, we do our budgeting for our business. We start 3 months before the end of the financial year, starting to think about what our fixed expenses are going to be, and then trying to forecast what our income's going to be for the year. Now, if we just went away along happily and didn't have a budget, and so we got new clients coming in, we got revenue coming in, and we just spent things on what we thought we'd spend. And at the end of the year, we just looked in the pot and thought, well, how much we got left. We're not going to be in business too long.
No, not at all. I wonder then why are we so lackadaisy when it comes to our personal banking or our personal budgeting?
I think it's having a plan. You know, certainly the people that I've worked with over the years doing their financial planning, the ones that are on top of their income and their spendings, generally the ones that build the most wealth. They're very disciplined. So they have a plan. They think about what are the things I'm working towards that I want, short term, medium term, and long term. And then they look at their resources, they look at their spendings, and they make sure that there is some left at the end of the day that they can put into those three buckets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for most of our listeners, you might be thinking, look, we just don't have anything left. But, you know, without a budget, it's like walking around with the old saying, you know, cash burns a hole in my pocket.
Yes,
you know, our bucket's got all these holes in there and we're spending on stuff that we're not really measuring. And if you don't measure it, you can't manage it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, really it's having a disciplined approach to say, all right, this is our income. This is how much tax we're paying for the year. This is how much we've got to fund our short, medium, long-term goals. How are we going to allocate it? And that's the way you get on top of your budgeting.
If there's someone listening who's like, yeah, well, that sounds easy enough, but in reality they're really struggling, are there places online you can go to have a look or things that you can do, you know, just within your own household budget to make sure you're on the right track?
Yeah, look, there's some really good apps available. So on the Financial Planning Association website, on ASIC's Smart Money website, you can go on there and download a budgeting tool. And throw all your numbers in there and just have a look. It's quite amazing when you do that. And we do that for all of our prospective clients. They come in, we get them to do a budget for us, and we look at their income. And they come in and generally we ask them before they come in, how much do you think you can save on a yearly basis? And they might say, oh, $5,000, $10,000. But when we do their budget, on paper, they can probably save $25,000. And so then the conversation starts about, well, where's that 15 going that, you know, you're not capturing at the moment?
I've seen one app, in fact, where, you know, you put in, for example, that you buy one cup of coffee a day for a year and it shows you the figure at the end. And then you go, well, let's just say you have two cups of coffee a day and you put that figure in and you go, oh, wow. it really makes you think twice about whatever it is. In this instance, it was coffee, but it might be going out for dinner twice a week instead of once a week, or going to Sydney to see family twice a year instead of once a year. And you add those different figures in and you can really see the difference it makes.
Yeah, look, it does. And it's eye-opening. So there's some of the things for our listeners who are thinking, look, you know, we don't have a lot left at the end of the day. It really is looking at all those expenses that they're spending on. You know, if you've got the communications bundle in your home and it's got your internet and your phone and Stan and Netflix and all those sort of things. I saw an article on TV the other night that they looked at that and pulled it all apart and found that people were paying about 30% more than they needed to. So it's looking at those things. How many times a week do we eat out? How many cups of coffee do we have?
And the other one that's quite sneaky is groceries, in that you go, oh, we spend $150 a week on groceries. I've got the receipt here, which is fine. But you don't then count the little bits and pieces that cost $20 or $30 or $10 that you just pop in and get on the way home three times a week. And it doesn't sound like much, but if it adds up to $60 extra every week, you add that up over a year and you're well and truly out of your budget.
Absolutely. And they say that you should shop once a week. Because if you do pop back in there, you just, if you're hungry, you buy
more stuff.
You always
need chocolate. There's always something on sale. So, I'm hearing you.
So it does really affect you in that regard. But think about, if you want to know how to budget, talk to some of our listeners who are on the age pension, who have a finite resource coming in. And I can assure you that they are extremely disciplined on where they spend their money, because they just don't have the luxury of, you know, a whole lot more coming in down the track. We live in this world where people want things straight away. So if they're not disciplined on budgeting, what are they doing? They're borrowing money to buy the other things. And then that, you know, creates a whole circle of issues as well. So it's getting on top of your debt, getting on top of where your spending's going. Get those three buckets. And we sort of like talk about three accounts. So, you know, all your immediate expenses, bucket number one. Have a medium-term bucket where you might be saving up for a car, and then longer-term bucket, what am I doing about my wealth creation?
Interesting, isn't it, when you think about money that you, I suppose, waste or don't really even take note when you hand over that $5 note or that $10 note. It all adds up.